Blog Talk Radio.
Back to that question. Down with DDP is not the kind of segment that you can speak about. It's something you got to see. And anybody knows Diamond Dallas Page, they know I'm always prepared. So, JR, how would you like to get down with DDP right here? Of course you would. Down with DDP is going to be one of those segments.
Well, the bottom line is, guys, first of all, you take a guy like the Z-Man, a great athlete. I came down there with a stud just to give him a little of my professional advice. People pay big money for that advice, and he didn't want it. He put his hands on me. He never should have put his hands on Diamond Dallas Page.
Well, let me just tell you something. July 12th, back at the beach. Want him to know that size does matter.
That's this Sunday, fans. The whole world's talking about it.
Rodzilla, this, you're dead. Bam!
So I'm here tonight to tell you, Savage, I've said it once, I'll say it again, back the camera up. Macho, if you're that much of a savage, snap in to this. Bam!
DDP Radio. To quote Dallas, good God, it's Thursday, one more day in the week, and as you can tell, it's the voice of Sparky, not Dallas. Dallas and Stacy are out and about again, so Dallas is traveling around, and Stacy is also, they're having some good times, and they're going to be back with us next week, so I hope everybody's doing well. Thanks, everybody, from Team YRG for sticking with us through the shows for the past 2 weeks and supporting the show. And myself, Sparky, and Robert, we thank you. I know Dallas and Stacy does, too. So thanks for making a couple great weeks for us. Hey, if you haven't seen, the new DDP TV is up, and I found it kind of interesting. I started looking at it. If you don't know where it's at, it's at YouTube under Dallas's account, which is Dalla Page, D-A-L-L-A-P-A-G-E. Yes, Dalla Page. But this week, he's with Rikishi. If you remember Rikishi, that is one big bad brother. And has a couple pieces of footage that Matt got in there of Rikishi doing an off-the-top-of-the-cage body splash onto, I believe, Val Venus and flattening him out. But good to see him. Rikishi talks a little bit about what he's into now and actually gives some props to YRG with Dallas. And Dallas is looking forward to giving him a little one-on-one YRG time and getting more people converted over to DDP Zero Impact Fitness, showing you what it can do for you and what it can do for others. Then, at the end of the episode, Dallas once again gets stuck in a car, if you can believe it. It seems to be a recurring theme on DDP TV. And this time, it's in the General Lee. So, yeah, the General Lee breaks down on him. And no, he's not with Bo and Luke Duke. They would have had it going. They would have been blowing shit up left and right. But that's where he's at this week. And if you're looking for him in the next couple weeks, he's going to be at WrestleFest 2011, which is May 21st. That is in, I believe, the Newark Pavilion in Newark, California. So catch him there. I looked on the list. It looks like there's going to be a couple great names there. So I think I saw Bret Hart there, maybe Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Don't quote me. Go to Google, look it up. You're going to find it. But it's WrestleFest 2011 in Newark, California. So there you have it. Now, if you want to spend some time with a man and you haven't done it yet, I'm not sure if they still have the rooms blocked, but I'm sure there's probably still opportunity to look into it. The YRG Retreat Extravaganza, as the man would say, is happening down in Riviera Maya, which is about 25 miles south of Cancun, Mexico, in El Dorado Royale, the 25th through the 29th. I'm going to be there, Sparky, and going to be rooming with Rep Kev. I think Dougie might make an appearance. I believe Angela's going to be there. They're going to be cooking gluten-free. You're going to get to work out with a man twice a day. It's going to be a good time, man. It's going to be hot. You're going to sweat, and you're going to love it. But you're also going to be able to relax and have a good time. Take a couple moments for yourself, a couple days out of what would be your normal life, and enjoy yourself. So anyway, some things have been going on. Like I said, last week we had a great show, and I have to thank Mark Miro for giving us the prize call and being so good to us. God bless him. If you haven't seen, he's got a book out, How to Be the Happiest Person on the Planet. Check it out. If you want to get some more information about Mark and see what he's about, look him up on Facebook or check out championofchoices.org. It's a great place to get all his information. He's got a couple places on the Internet. That's a good place to find him. And also, Ray Lloyd, if you don't know Ray, a.k.a. Glacier, is fantastic, fantastic guy, great guy, super nice, treats us real good. And I tell you, he's definitely becoming a nice part of the YRG community and helping everybody out. So that kind of brings us to what's been happening in Team YRG and some Natta Boys. A Natta Boy to me is some things I've been looking at when I see people posting to the site. And, you know, there's a lot of people who are making a lot of accomplishments and doing a lot of good things that might even feed into our topic, the YRG Toolbox, tonight. One of the things we might be talking about is modding, and Stephen Peters is a new guy with us on Team YRG, and he's been really getting into it, making a lot of blogs, making a lot of posts, and he's got something. He didn't put a name to it, and I'm naming it for you. Sorry, Stephen. You are now doing the Broken Warrior push-up. He does a couple things where he's lifting a leg off the ground from plank, and he's going into push-up. I'm not quite sure if he's going into down dog or not, but he's going to get us a video sometime. Hopefully, when he gets a video camera, he's going to help me through it and teach me a thing or two to get it done. And then when you look into it, you know, a big part is our nutrition plan. Don't say diet. We get a nutrition plan. You get in a lifestyle change here, and it's going to work for you forever. So Despina Gallianos is Mikey Gallianos' sister, I believe. She's been working through some eating things and working with gluten-free because she's got some issues with gluten. And she just made a doctor visit. Her blood pressure's getting better and better. She's making tons of progress now that she's worked with her doctor and has figured her issues out. And then Michael Epsonhart, who's been with us for a year, he's got an overall goal. He reached 174.6 pounds. He's down to a 32-inch waist and started at 195 pounds in May 2010. So congrats to Steve, Despino, and Michael. And then our own beautiful Stacey Morris. If you haven't seen her post, check out StaceyMorris.com. She has her Hunger for the Truth blog there, and she's also got a lot on Team YRG. She got into her first mini dress, and, quote, she loved the way it looked on her. She came out, and she thought, what are people going to think? And she was met with nothing but oohs and ahs, as she should be. She looked fantastic. So congratulations, Stacey. We're looking forward to having you in Dallas back next week. I hope you're having a great week. So that kind of brings us full circle. Now we're going to look and talk about today what's in your YRG toolbox. Obviously, there's not a toolbox. It's all in your head and your mind and your heart and on Team YRG. But what we want to do is, whether you started yesterday or you started last year, you have to think to yourself, there's something that can take you to the next level. What are you missing? You know, maybe what workouts should you do? You know, how did DVP get to that move? Because you see him doing some things on the new DVDs or on the regular DVDs where he's going in a can opener, grabbing his black back leg. He's standing on one leg from wrap and burn. How do you eat? What do you eat? When are you going to eat it? And YRG, if nothing else, has a lot of acronyms. Live life at 90%, YRG for life, SMACK. What does that all mean in Team YRG? So I'm still figuring things out, and I'm putting tips and tricks in my YRG toolbox. I'm getting things from, you know, Robert helps me out, Dallas helps me out, you know, the Monster Motivator, Doug Steffen helps me out, Jamie, even, you know, people I started with, Nathan, Wild Bix, all those guys. I mean, the community is here to help you and stock your life full of lots of positive things to get you in the right direction, motivate you, and get you going to where you need to go. Like Dallas always says, there's always someplace else to go. So with that, I think, you know, Doug's here, I believe. We got Dougie on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm tired, but I'm here.
You sound a little tired.
Yeah.
So,
hey, you were talking about acronyms, man, and did you listen to the show with Dan B. Severin?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a while ago, and he came up with probably my favorite acronym for YRG, which is year-round growth. And it ties into everything we're doing here as far as, you know, you said that, Dallas getting to new positions and doing new things. When I went and watched him and Mero work out a few weeks ago, Dallas was showing him a new move, and it was this yoga move where he's got his heel pulled into his stomach, and his other leg is straight out, and he's just showing Mark and that, you know, when he started it, he's in a lot of pain when he's doing it, but now it's comfortable. And that's what he does. He just does it a little bit at a time and gets more and more comfortable into it. So, you know, it is year-round growth. He's getting this a little bit better every day.
Yeah. You know what's funny about that? I don't know if anybody watches Celebrity Apprentice, but when Gary Busey was on, he had a lot of those acronyms. And you know what? That's great. If you come up with something and you keep putting something on there that's acronyms that mean something to you, YRG, you're ready to go, you know? That's what it's all about. And, you know, talking about those moves and keeping the memory of it, when Doug and I made it to Washington, D.C., and we were working out with Arthur, one of the things that Arthur stressed in one of our in part of the workout was, you know, push yourself and take yourself just that extra bit that you can go. Now listen to your body and make sure you're not going to overstress yourself, but your body's going to remember that you've been there, and the next time you can go back and go a little further. So it's always good to take it that extra step if you can. So, you know, you always want to be careful that you don't injure yourself or don't push yourself too far, but, you know, your body's going to remember you've been there, and as you start to work and you start to warm up the body and you start to get used to it, you can start pushing your limits and go further than you've been before. I tend to think of it like as a halo. You know, you can have a halo around yourself that either can be shackled around your feet, or you can leave it there and think that it's never going to expand, or you can start spreading it out, expanding yourself and sharing it with yourself, and then, you know, that's going to turn into positive energy that you can share with other people and help them grow, not only with, you know, helping them with moves, but also their attitude. So.
Yep, absolutely. It's very important to know your limitations and then ignore them.
Absolutely.
Go
ahead, Doug.
I said, well, you know what happens a lot of times is people just they get into a comfort zone and they don't like getting out of that comfort zone. You know, because they're afraid. A lot of people are just afraid that they're going to fail or whatever. But you never know until you try.
Yep.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Sparky, but I wanted to let you guys know that we've got Nate in the room now.
Nate?
What's up, guys?
Nathan,
hey, Nate.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about yourselves?
Not too bad. How you been? Where are you at right now?
I'm in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. And so you've been on the journey just about as long as I have, for about a year, right?
Yeah.
So what's one of the biggest challenges that you found that you had to get around, and what's something that you had to learn to get around that challenge?
With YRG or with life in general?
Hey, either or, bro. It's all the same.
Life in general, the biggest challenge I had was 2008. Had a heart attack. I was 170 pounds. When I had it, so it wasn't weight issue. My wife passed away 9 days after we got hitched.
Nate, how old were you? Tell everybody how old you were, because I know how old you were, but tell everybody else how old you were when this happened.
24.
So was it stressed? What was the cause?
After about 3 months, they found out that I have a neurological blockage in my heart. The top half gets all the blood, and the bottom half doesn't. So when the top half blows up like a balloon, when my heart pumps, and finally it just kind of like gushes down to the bottom half, my blood pressure shoots up, and I go down.
So what'd you have to do?
I took medicine there for a while, and I got cardio stronger, and after my wife died, I really stopped doing the medicine, and I started doing a lot of drinking and everything else, and I ballooned up to like 250 pounds, and then I found YRG, dropped down to 180, and I'm in the best shape of my life.
So
I don't need the heart medicine anymore or anything.
Good for you. So, you know, sorry for your loss too, but and going back here, this was all about a year ago when you came into YRG at 250 pounds, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you had to learn a couple new things to get you off the medication. And was, you know, were you working with your doctor with this? Was he? Did he tell you? Did he push you to try and get into some exercise program? Or
he thought that YRG might be too challenging for me, and I kind of laughed at him because I was like, all right, you know, it's just, it's basically yoga, so, I mean, I can move, stretch, whatever. You know, I had that kind of mindset, and then my first workout, I was gassed in like 5 minutes. And
What was your first workout?
My first workout was energy. I skipped the Diamond Dozen. I just wanted to just go right into it. And, yeah, that's a big mistake.
So a year ago, you were gassed in 5 minutes of energy. If you threw in energy now, what would your heart rate be like?
Oh, it would be setting at 130.
Yeah? And
yeah.
You can get through the whole thing?
I could get through the whole thing. Man, brother, I'm like doing Diamond Cutter twice a day now.
Nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome, bro. So if you had to tell anybody one thing that they had to get by to get from sort of where you started at 250 pounds to get to where you are today, from doing 5 minutes of energy to doing Diamond Cutters twice a day, what got you to that point? I mean, how could you get somebody else to that point?
Above all else, believe in what you can do. And if you don't have it in your mindset, have it in your heart. You know, fake it until you make it. In other words, if you got to build up to it, just believe that you can. Never say, I can't, or I'll try. Or those are just like the worst swear words in my book. You know, I'll drop the F-bomb like nothing, but you'll never hear me say, I can't.
How did you feel after that first workout when you got gassed? Were you down? Or
not. It motivated me. Because it's just like, I'm going to, Dallas is my hero. I grew up, you know, watching Dallas and wrestling like most people have. I was like, all right, I'm going to do this because he's one of my favorite heroes. And so I picked it up, and it took me a minute. And I started talking to Doug, and I started talking to Sparky, and I started talking to some other people on Team YRG. And, you know, after a while, it just became repetitive. You know, I was doing energy 3 times a week, and then I would build up, and I threw Red Hot Core into it. And then, you know, I just kept building and building and building until it just escalated into what I'm doing today. And I weight train 4 times a week now.
Nice.
That's fantastic. Going back to some of the things that you were saying is believing in yourself. And I think, you know, I think a lot of people come into this and a lot of people don't understand because they've gone through other workout programs and they've gone through other, you know, changes in their life where they've gone gung-ho for like, you know, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then kind of drop off. And I think the amazing thing about YRG and Team YRG is there's a whole support structure here to tell you that you can believe in yourself and you can do it. I was kind of at a point where you were, Nate, at one point, and what Doug was talking about, and I don't know if Doug remembers or not, but I remember one of the first times he talked to me when I kind of plateaued for a little bit. I was sitting and I was doing energy and maybe fat burner. I did it for like 3 months straight. And Doug came up and he's like, you know what? If you really want to get past this, basically, you know, there's a little get off your ass, because it wouldn't be Doug if he didn't tell me to get off my ass. And then believe in yourself.
I thought I said get your head out of your ass.
There was a little bit of that too.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah.
Hey,
Doug knows the right flavor for that.
No, Nate, you said when you first started, your doctor thought it might be too strenuous for you. Have you been back to your doctor and talked to him about it since you've been so far?
I'm 6 months later, after I really started cooking with everything, I went back, and I was, I'd say, 40 pounds lighter in 6 months. And he looked at me, and he's like, what have you been doing? I was like, the thing you told me not to do. And he's like, well, it seems to be working out for you. I'd done, like, 2 stress tests and EKG and things like that. I mean, they thought at one point they were going to have to open me up, and I just simply told him, I was like, I'd rather drop because I'm too young for heart surgery. You know, and if you open me up, I just got this fear of surgery. So I was going to do everything in my power to physically heal my body, because I believe in the body's ability to heal itself. And so it just kind of happened through sheer will, hard work, Team YRG, people. You guys are like my family. I mean, seriously, I think about you guys. I pray about you guys all the time, because this is like the greatest gift to the world, because with this, anything's possible. If you believe in yourself, you know, anything's possible. And living life at 90%, you know, it's changed my life in the last year. I'm almost finished writing my first book, and it's just, I got a lot of other projects on the side. I'm going back to school to be a paramedic. It's all thanks to this and you guys.
That's awesome. That's awesome, bro. That's fantastic.
Hey, you know, I wanted to say one thing. When you said, you know, you don't have the word can't in you, and that reminds me, I don't know if you guys have heard I think Dallas says it on the Own Your Life CD, where he talks about, because that's where I met him when he's a big supporter of the military. And when I was out in the Middle East, that's where I met him. And he tells a story about this really big, strong Marine. And when he's doing his, I can't even think of the name of it. When he goes down and he's doing his, the push-up into, he goes Black Crow, then he goes down, and he, you know, the picture that's on actually the back of the program guide. Well, when he, you know, the kid looks at him, you know, eyes wide open, and says, I can't do that. And he says, you're right, you can't. Basically meaning, if you got the word can't in your mind, you're not going to be able to do it. You need to get rid of the word can't and at least try.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love the Henry Ford quote, which is, I'm going to screw it up, but it's basically, if you say you can or you say you can't, you're right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I always go back to this one, and I've probably quoted it every time I've been on YRG Radio, but it's from Mark's book, and it sticks with me. He's got this, it was a high school teacher, and he was talking to a school assembly, and he says, I hope you all fail. And it sounds like, you know, if you're a kid, you're sitting there, you're like, what's this guy? He's supposed to be a role model. Is a teacher telling me he hopes we fail? But if you really think about it, and you add the, because if you don't, you haven't set your goals high enough. It kind of goes back to that sort of halo analogy that I was saying. You can either use your mind to shackle yourself as tight to yourself as you can be and not do anything, or you can challenge yourself and really step outside yourself and keep doing that every day, because it's only when you challenge yourself and you fail that you kind of see where your boundaries are and you say, yeah, that's where I want to go past the next time. So anybody
go ahead.
I was just going to say, anybody that's out there, if you want to call in, the number's 347-994-1216. If we've got any new people from, you know, anybody listening from Look Strong or Spark people, welcome. Give us a call, man. We're happy to talk to you.
Yeah, what I was going to say is there's I work with a lot of different companies, but what the main one that I work with, it's the president is a guy named Grant Cardone. And one of his biggest his biggest things is to go for failure. You don't go for success, you go for failure. You aim high enough that you're going to fail, but that's okay, because, you know, you've always got, you can always recover, you can always pick yourself back up.
Well, you know, Robert, along with that is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, along with that is, you know, look at most of the big, you know, big name people. No one succeeds their first time. You know, they failed many, many, many times. Inventors and, you know, Donald Trump and you name it. You know, these people have failed in order to get to succeed and get where they are, you know?
Yeah, I think Donald Trump, it was like about 10 years ago, he declared bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if you think of failure, I could right now sit on my couch and not worry about a damn thing and look at the TV. And I could do that all day long.
Yeah, one of the biggest things that's going to stop somebody from succeeding is the fear of failure. If you're not afraid of it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't figure. It's not part of the equation.
And that's sort of like one of the things that I've learned through YRG, and I've sort of put in my YRG toolbox, is to always challenge yourself, because if I look at myself a year ago, I was 50 pounds heavier. Obstructive sleep apnea. I was on medication for acid reflux, depended on that twice a day, and I had accepted this as a way of life. You know, if I was walking up the backyard holding my son's hand, I'm getting out of breath. That's a way of life for me. That's fine. Okay, if I have to sit down and live my life on a couch, I accepted that. What happened in the past year to change my life and to allow me to own my life, to allow me to react and adapt in the situations where the 10% was coming in, takes you to a point where you feel invincible. And not that I want to meet failure head on, but bring it on. You know what I'm saying? I could fail every day because I know tomorrow that failure is going to be a success.
You know, it's funny. That made me think that when I'm unlike almost everybody that does YRG, because almost everybody does it to lose weight. I actually did it to gain weight. I was, you know, when I started, I was 6'2", 160 pounds, and I've got a bad back. My back was arched. I had to wear a wrist brace because I've got a cyst on the back, and my wrists weren't strong, so I had to wear a wrist brace on it. And since YRG has actually straightened my back out, I threw my wrist brace away like 2 years ago. I haven't needed it since then. And I've put on like 25 pounds.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So most of the weight you put on then, are you looking at like you grew in your chest and your shoulders, your thighs, everything else like that?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's fantastic. I know that's kind of what I've done, except I had to take a lot out of the middle of my stomach. I'm about the same size as you, but I had about a 42 waist when I started. So that's where I had to take it away from.
Well, you know, and so many people, go ahead, Robert, finish.
No. I was just going to agree with Sparky. You're good, man.
What I was going to say is so many people focus on the weight loss. And, you know, Dallas developed this. It's not about that. It's about holding back the hands of time. And too many people get obsessed with, you know, how the numbers, you know, and this is, as you said earlier, Sparky, this is a lifestyle change. So whether you gain 2 pounds, whether you lose 5 pounds, it's all about your journey and how you make it, and as he says, making it your own. You know, own your life. Don't worry about what the other person did. Do what you can do, and you will succeed.
Absolutely. And, like, speaking of that and sort of holding back the hands of time and holding back the hands of time and having things not focused on weight, I'm looking forward to something. I had a follow-up sleep study. Jamie just reminded me of it in IM. I finally went back because I told Dallas, and if you look at one of my first videos, I said in a year I'm going to kick this BiPAP machine to the curb. Initial results looked good. I was originally severe with sleep apnea, and I had like 36 events an hour. So I was stopping breathing over, you know, less than every 2 minutes. I'd stop breathing. And now they tested me, I think it was like at 14, 14.5, and they only recommend treatment if you score above a 15, and they actually graded me in mild, and actually from other things I've been reading, you only, if you break above 15 and you get in the moderate, they only treat it when you have high blood pressure. Well, guess what? With YRG, my blood pressure's dropped 20 points. So I'm nowhere near high blood pressure. So knock on wood, I'm hoping to put a call, a text, an email into Dallas next week after a follow-up with my family doctor saying, 1 year, YRG took that BiPAP machine and blew it up. So it's going to be fantastic news. It does more for you than just weight.
You know, that actually reminded me, when you said that about why YRG was developed, it was really to hold back in the hands of time, but he started developing it, as you guys know, when he hurt his back. When you said that, Doug, that reminded me that about an email that I got yesterday. And I get all the emails whenever somebody has a question through the website. I get it, and I shoot it off to Dallas if it's something good or if it's something negative. Whatever. But this one guy, I wish I could remember his name. It was Jake or something to that effect. He emailed me yesterday and said, you know, he used to lift weights and now to the point where he's had so many back problems he can't even pick his head up. And he was contacting Dallas to see if he could help him. The way he described it was that he was his issues were very similar to what Dallas dealt with when he started YRG. And I immediately sent him back an email, you know, because the last thing he said in his email was, I hope, Dallas, this reaches you. So I emailed him back and said, it's going to reach Dallas because I'm sending it right now. He thought that was so cool. He responded right away. And he's like, listen, I never expected to hear anything back. I never expected a response. This is, you know, this is great. I really hope that Dallas has time in his schedule to call me back or to email me back. And within 30 minutes, Dallas had picked up the phone and called him and told him what he needed to do to get better.
That's phenomenal. And, you know, you look at a lot of programs that are out there, and you look at a lot of things that people can do. You can do a lot of things that have a lot of impact to them, a lot of weights, a lot of jarring, you know, on your joints that are bad for you. Look at YRG. It's none of that. Then you have the added benefit of somebody like Dallas who's leading it and who is involved, who talks to people, who is interested in making sure that you're successful for you, because he wants everybody here, just like I want everybody here, just like Doug wants everybody here, because I would probably say if you've joined YRG, pre-Germany, if you joined YRG, because Doug's a busy, busy, busy man, you've probably had the Doug Steffen call saying, what's going on? Here's how I can help you. That's what this community is all about, making sure that, you know, you picked the right choice to change your lifestyle, to take your life into your own hands and say, yes, I own my life. Because you do now. YRG, you do. So, we got anybody else?
Spark, I like that little disclaimer you threw in there.
Well, You know,
I gladly call people if they don't mind getting a call at like 4 o'clock in the morning, where you know it's good time for me. But no, I'll be back. I'm finally in my house now.
What time is it for you right now?
It's 3:30 in the morning.
Okay, and that's a testament to YRG and Doug, because I sent Doug an email saying, hey, I got YRG solo again. What's going on? Can you help me out? And here's Doug. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. He gets up from sleeping to call the show and be like, hey, what's going on? So, I mean, this is a place where you're going to get the support you need, and that support is going to take you to the success that you want and to the life that you want to lead for yourself. So We got anybody else out there, or was Nate the only guy out there?
Nate was the one out there.
Bueller. So in the chat room, somebody was hitting on sleep apnea, so I'll kind of touch on that. Actually, Sarah was touching on sleep apnea, and Sarah is my sister-in-law who's popped into the show the past 2 weeks and has really helped support me in the show, so I appreciate that. Thanks, Sarah. I appreciate it. But sleep apnea, if you don't know it, it's a condition that if you have obstructive sleep apnea where it blocks your airway when you're breathing and it stops your breathing at night. You can have various things from being tired all day. You fall asleep sort of not a hat. You can sit on the couch, probably fall asleep, no problem. Maybe you're waking up with headaches, but it actually really impacts your life. And I didn't realize until I got diagnosed with it that how much it impacted my life. I told my doctor, he got me on the BiPAP. Well, after a week of wearing the BiPAP, I felt great. But I also knew that I did not ever want to live the rest of my life on that BiPAP. A year was enough for me. Not done
what is that,
Sparky? Hopefully. A BiPAP machine? There's BiPAP and there's CPAP. And basically what it is, it's a machine that forces pressure into your mouth, down your throat, to keep your airway open so you breathe all night. Because breathing all night is a good thing. Because if you're not breathing all night, you're putting undue stress on your body, mostly your heart. There's a lot of comorbidity, and comorbidity is just having associated conditions that are bad for your health, like heart disease, high blood pressure, and things that impact your overall health that are not good for you. So in the BiPAP machine actually helps you breathe at night so you don't experience any of that. And the best thing you can do, and the best advice my doctor gave to me, he actually challenged me. He was seeing me every 3 months for 2 years, threatening me with high blood pressure medication, threatening me with a BiPAP, threatening me with acid reflux meds. He got two of them. He didn't get the blood pressure medication. And hopefully, you know, next week when I see him, I'll have none of it left. But if you're experiencing any of that and you have a little weight on you, and you're thinking about YRG, you're thinking about taking a healthier lifestyle, please do it, because the best thing you can do is have an active role in your life, take your life in your own hands, work with your doctor, have a doctor who really isn't the kind of guy who's going to write you a script and walk away from you, but who's really going to help you. I see, you know, HD's in the chat room. If you know anything about HD and you know Henry is a guy who owns his life. He knows his doctors. He knows his stuff. Probably out of anybody in Team YRG, he's like an encyclopedia of knowledge when it comes to, knowing medical conditions, knowing what you need to do to get past things, knowing the scientific background on anything, and knowing that you really need to work with your doctor to own your life. And if he's not working with you, fire him and get a new one. So luckily, mine was a good one. And work with me and hopefully is getting me off of all that stuff. So that answer your question, Robert? Sorry, I took a long time.
Oh, no worries, man. I don't know if anybody noticed, but I dropped out, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good thing, too, because I for many years, had slept with a CPAP, and there were times when I got tested. I think I was, like, almost W, Sparky. I think, like, an hour I was, like, 50 times or something like that where, you know, I stopped breathing for more than 5 seconds or 10 seconds, up to actually a minute on sometimes. And, you know, it's just, yeah, it's and that's another great thing about changing your life is medically-wise, you know, you just can – I had cholesterol. I was up to 300 before. And I know you had the what was it, the eczema? Was that what, you know, was that what you had on your arms before?
That's great. Yeah, I had the eczema on my forearms, on my chest, on my face, red patches of skin everywhere.
Yeah. And that's another thing too for anybody who's, I'll throw this in real quick because I thought about this and I'll forget. Anybody who knows football knows Reggie White. And Reggie White actually had sleep apnea, and that's what he died from because he wasn't using anything respiratory. You know, he had a respiratory disease, and that's what he passed away from. So,
I got to ask you, Doug, when you you do the sleep test and you find out that you're not breathing for a full minute, how do you react to that?
You know, well, how did I? I mean, not, you know, you look back on everything now.
Sure.
I mean, it's one of those almost, you know, initially you're like, okay, well, what, you know, at that time in my life, I was not ready to change, ready to, you know, to make the changes. So for me, I was just kind of like, okay, what can you give me that's going to fix the problem? You know, because I had so many problems, you know, surgeries and all this other stuff. You almost just come to the fact where you're like, all right, well, just go ahead and cut me. Just go ahead and do this. You know, you just succumb to the life of, all right, I'm just going to give in. You know, and when you stop giving in and you start fighting and said, I'm tired of living like this. You know, I tell the story is when I hit 326, I was like, I'm going to die. I am seriously going to die if I don't change my life. And that's when I started giving in, and I started fighting. And I said, I'm taking my life and I'm taking control of it rather than letting somebody else take control of it.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's actually the same way I felt when that happened to me, because I thought to myself, man, and I was 37 at the time. How can you be that young? And actually, at any age, how can you be that young and have that happen to you without taking the opportunity to own it yourself? So, you know,
the
some of the other things.
Most people just go ahead, Spartan.
Accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. You know, I don't know who here is a fan of Tough Enough. It's come back, so I'm completely thrilled. Tough Enough is a basically a wrestling show. It's hosted by Stone Cold. And they're firing people in to get them one WWE contract. But he had a great quote this week. He said, if your mind is somewhere else, you're probably going to screw things up. And it's like, you know, if your mind is not on yourself and your health, it's probably going to let you go to shit. And you don't deserve that. Nobody deserves to do that to themselves. You really got to take care of yourself and get through this. But, Doug, you kind of touched on one thing when you – to me, that kind of led me to another point for sort of talking about this whole what YRG can do for you and what's in the YRG toolbox. And it's like, what can you do once you get into this to get yourself going once you start owning your life? And it's sort of the SmackDown principles, and it's, you know, making specific, measurable, achievable, compatible goals that you can keep going. And that's sort of one of the things that, you know, I jumped into probably in November. It took me a good 6 or 7 months to get there, but then finally, when I got to a good spot where I was sort of running my life and I was feeling good about my life, I was like, wait, YRG's working, everything's in tune. What do I need to do next? And I think doing that, writing down goals, is something that really helps take you to that next level.
Well, when you do that, Sparky, what do you do when you write down goals? What do you mean when you say that?
Well, when I write down goals, I make them, depending on what it is, it's sort of specific and obtuse, if I can say that. So, you know, one of the things that I'm trying to work for is a YRG certification. So when I'm writing that down, I'm thinking to myself, wow, I want to do a YRG certification. Okay, I can write YRG certification down. Is that specific? Yeah. Can I measure it? I don't know. It's achievable, but I don't know how I'm going to do it. So what I needed to do is break it down into pieces and say, well, basically getting YRG certification means I have to meet these certain steps. So basically writing those steps down is saying, I'm going to hit step one on this date. I'm going to hit step two on this date. I'm going to hit step three on this date. And I'm going to match it to my schedule. I'm going to match it to my skill. I'm going to match it to when, you know, my schedule can make it and when I can be successful at it. So it's basically writing something down that I can commit to and I can be successful at, so I know it's going to be a victory for me.
Hey,
you know,
Sparky, early,
you know, go ahead, Robert.
This is just real quick. You mentioned Rev Kev earlier. He actually just called in, so we've got him in the room now too.
Hey, let me say one thing real quick before we get on with Rev Kev. Sorry. You know, it goes back, for those of you who've never heard the Own Your Life CD, I highly recommend it, because you're absolutely right, Spark. When you're talking about breaking things down, And that's what he told when he was talking to Smokey, and Smokey was like, I want to lose 60 pounds. Well, you're not going to lose it overnight. Break it down into small little goals till you reach that big goal. Okay, lose 4 pounds a month. It might take you a year, but you know what? You're going to lose it. You know, so that's what you want to do, because when you look at the smaller numbers compared to the bigger numbers, the smaller numbers, and those are actually, when you reach that goal, you know, that's something you can be proud of. You know, the small goals will lead you to the big, you know, the big prize.
Absolutely. And I got to touch on that, too, because one of the things I've been thinking about this week, when I was thinking about the show and I was thinking about SmackDown and I was thinking about goals and I was thinking about what I did in the past year and what you've done, what everybody else has done with themselves when they joined Team YRG, how many years was I content sitting on a couch, being an overweight fat guy, eating bags of potato chips? If my video ever comes out, you'll see me take a bag of Doritos, a full bag of Doritos, hold it up to my mouth, tip it over, and just eat the Doritos out of the bag until it was gone. How many years was I happy doing that? So I could have sat there for years doing that, and then once I finally got the mindset that I needed to change my life, I knew it couldn't happen overnight. So I had to be happy that, hey, this is a year. Now it's going to be 2 years. It's going to turn into 3 years. It's going to turn into four, and I'm going to feel great. I feel invincible now. Not to overplay it, because I do feel invincible, you know, and I feel great, and I'm going to keep going to the next level. I shouldn't be content being a slug for as many years as I was. I should accept that, hey, this might take a long time to get to, but it's going to be so much better than where I was at. So, Rep Kev.
I think he may have dropped out.
Okay, so I talked a little too long. I'm sorry, guys.
But actually,
no, we got it now. But you know, everything's valid. Is he back on?
Hey, Rev Kev, is that you, bro?
Yeah, that's me.
There we go.
So, Rev Kev, what's going
on,
Rev, man?
Kev?
What's up? How y'all doing?
Doing good, bro.
Good. Yeah, I lost connection there for a little bit.
Hey, that's all right. You're back with us. That's what counts. So, you know, we're talking about this, you know, what's in your YRG toolbox, you know, things that people have done with YRG, what they've done to take themselves to a next level, you know, what they've taken over with them. What have you done? What are some of the challenges that you have hit? And, you know, what are some of the things that you've done to get past those?
Well, I've used YRG to help me with running 5Ks, and I talked to Doug when I ran my first one. I told him I ran a little bit and had to walk, But since that time, using YRG on a regular basis and get my body built up for it, I'm now running 4 miles, and I'm working toward a half marathon, so we'll see where that takes us.
That is awesome.
So, yeah, you started running like these little 5Ks and whatnot, and you're working yourself up to a marathon. So how did you prep for that? What are some of the things that you learned, that, because you didn't start out saying, you know, I'm going to go right out and run a marathon. You started jogging, you started getting there. How did you get there? What were your goals?
I started looking at my, you know, at my changes in my body and how my health was getting, and I was breathing a lot better. My knees wasn't hurting, and I wasn't having sore feet from staying on my feet at work all night. And I got thinking, you know, maybe I should go another step. Maybe I should go a little further in my life and just face challenges. And because this was a challenge to start with, being, you know, 305 and trying to do a certain YRG moves like down dog and cobra and stuff like that. That was a little tough on a 305 pounder, but you know, I came past it and changed my eating habits, and run is just that next step that I took.
But you were at 305 before, just so everybody knows. What are you at now?
I am currently around 178, 180, somewhere right there.
You know, Rev Kev, I love one thing you said about changing your eating habits. You never once, and you'll never hear me say it unless I'm just talking with people, is, you know, you're not saying, well, I went on a diet. Because, you know, like he says, the first three letters of that word are die. Diets die. So it is right. You change your habits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but Kev, I want you to tell people that one of the things I like, and like I said, this isn't even affiliated with the weight, is the story that you told about. Remember, I think I'll probably mess this up, but I want you to tell it about when you you called to talk to your future wife, and I think you had your mother-in-law on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, tell that story. I love that story, man.
Yeah, I called and called her house right before I had to come into work, and her mom picked up, and I was like, is Lisa there? And she's like, yeah. And then she paused for a minute. She's like, who is this? And, you know, I called every night before, so and it's a compliment. She didn't even know who I was.
Yeah, it's funny because your voice has completely changed too. You know, before it was real slow and lethargic and all that stuff. Now you have this upbeat. You know, it's just great what it changes, you know, the changes that you can make, you know.
Yeah.
So what's next for you, Rev Kev?
I am currently working on getting into the police academy in September, and I'm going to work on being a police officer.
So you're working on being a police officer. Now, is that going to happen? You're going to get in the academy in September, or are you going to is that your job in September? What's the goal there?
I get into the academy in September. I was waiting on a class to open up after the wedding and the retreat, so I could put all my focus on that, and that's when it opens up. So
that's awesome, man. That's something that you really want to do.
That's something I always wanted to do since a child, but because of the weight, I'd given up on that goal, and now, you know, nothing phases me. I see anything's possible.
That says it all, man.
Mm-hmm.
Sparky, go ahead, come in here and check you out. You're doing a great job, dude.
I got tested. What's up, man?
Good, man. This is exactly what, you know, I wanted this thing to be, except I want the new people to call in as well, you know, because I know plenty of people got questions, you know, and yeah, I still get people call me. I'm like, dude, talk to me about it on the show.
Yeah.
You know?
And that was the concept of this week. It was like, what's the YRG toolbox? We had so many people join this week, and I know there was like three or four people that just came in today that I was hoping that were going to pop in. You know, hey, and maybe you know, we got the Spark people out there, but hey, we'll keep working it.
That's the whole thing, but you guys just talking about it and doing it, because there's not one of you guys, like, you know, one of the things that I would talk about, you know, doing my program and, you know, everything, you know, they go, dude, but look, you're not a regular guy. You're a three-time world champion. I'm like, bullshit. I'm the guy who was sitting on the couch. You know, I wasn't in the best shape before I started on this journey. You know, I let myself, you know, nightclub guy. I drank five. If I wasn't drinking that night, you know, I might have had four or five shots and three or four beers. I'm not drinking tonight. I mean, so no one can tell me that, you know, I'm not the regular guy, because I am. And that's why, you know, I touched so many different people, especially when I was wrestling, because I was just like them. And what's really crazy is there was some guy who, Robert, tell him about the guy who wrote in and asked me the questions about what we saw me on TV. Do you remember that email he sent me?
Oh, God, there's been so many of them. Was that the guy that we talked about? The one from yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I started telling the story. I got cut off, so I don't know if I told everybody. Did I finish that story, or did I drop off?
Well, you got to the part you said that where he wrote about his back or whatever, and then Dallas called him back, and like 30 minutes later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, blew the guy's mind.
It took him a little while to get over that, you know. But then I said, okay, so let's really talk about it. And I don't remember his name. I just remember what I did. So if you see him on Team YRG, if he comes in there, you know, if he says that, whatever, you'll know that's the guy. because I think it was Jack. Yeah, his name was Jack.
Yeah, that's right.
Because his name is Jack, from Jack Nicholson. We're both from the same county. I've said this before. Me, Bam Bam Bigelow, Jack Nicholson, Danny DeVito, John Bon Jovi, and Bruce Springsteen. And that's just the name. And then there's more than that. I think
that's
Susan Sarandon's from the same area. I'm not really sure where she exactly is from, but I know she's in the New Jersey Hall of Fame, so she must be somewhere near us anyway. But just from the same county is all of us. And Jack is a name, of course, that will stand out with anybody because it's a cool-ass name. And I said, "What's up, Jack?" He's like, "Who's this?" I said, "It's DDP." And in the beginning, it's like, "Who?" You know, which is always fun, you know. So it is just about being a regular putting cap. But you guys all, every one of you, except for Robert, of course, because he is, like, really skinny. He's in crazy skinny shape. So, you all overcame this obstacle called, you know, obesity. Because if you're 50 pounds or more of a weight, you are part of the 2008, 67% of the population was obese. So now that we're in 2011, how much is it now? 71? 72%? Because it sure as hell ain't gone down. Yet the rest of a lot of the country is becoming, I just came from Costco's. I got organic spinach there. I got organic mixed greens. And then they had a, you know, it's because it's berry season, and berries are like the best things you could have. Blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, blackberries. So I just buried the red raspberries, which normally are tart and I don't like them, are so sweet. When those things are sweet, it's sick. I've got like 5 cases of those. But I also, if they're not organic, but you get that spray and wash, and you wash that pesticide off. It'll be half as good or two-thirds as good as a organic fruit. And a thing I just read about fruit cleansing, really be aware of this because this is something that it was like one of those Harvard studies or something. Pick a university and stick it in there. I can't remember which one it was. But they talked about when you eat fruit, always eat it before the meal. Don't eat it during or after. Eat it first, because what happens is if you put the fruit in, it goes in and then it pretty much starts absorbing into your system pretty quickly. It's not as fast as juice or anything like that, organic juice or any kind of juice or water, but fruit would be the next thing. It sort of cleanses its way down. If you were to stick some kind of carbohydrate in there, like a bread, whether it's a rice bread or a wheat bread, doesn't matter. It's going to, like, hold it there, and it's going to ferment, and it causes acids. That's why a lot of us get, like, you know, bloated or, you know, because it's a mixture of food. That's why when, you know, if you look at the phase 3 eating plan, you don't mix a protein with a carb. That's so your body can digest faster, and you just feel better. But fortunately for people who are overweight, you lose weight really fast. Unfortunately for me, if I eat like that, now I'm starting to get too lean. Like, I'm so lean right now, like, I have to mix proteins with carbs. I've upped my protein intake by 100 grams because I have some other news I want to share with you guys, and I'll talk about it next week because I'm developing YRG Extreme. And YRG Extreme is much more challenging than Double Black Diamond or Diamond Cutter, like, much more. And it's for the UFC fighter. It's for the athlete that wants to challenge themselves to the point of, you know, collapsing. Remember how Arthur collapsed in the opening video? Well, in this video, people who are trying will be collapsing. Because
you,
your body
can't see
will
me
be
right now, Dallas, but I got my hand up. I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay. I'm actually going to be. This is going to be coming out. This is like, talk about goals. Like, when I first did my first speaking gig, where it was a pre-rehearsed speaking gig, I set a date for March 23rd. I said I'll be the keynote speaker. Then 45 minutes. Well, I had 2.5 months to prepare. But you can bet your ass, coming into that last month, and 2 of the weeks I was in Italy. But I still did that talk every night, at least once. because repetition is the mother of learning. And when I finally got to do this talk, you think I was nervous? I mean, speaking in public is the number one fear before death. So, I mean, obviously, I have a personality that can command a room and can speak in front of literally millions of people. But when you've got a pre-rehearsed thing, and there's points where you can just, like, get sidetracked, and I have ADD, and all of a sudden you don't know where you are in the talk, you're, and there's only one way I know how to say it, you're fucked. You want to talk about, you know, improvisation meets preparation, and then trying to find your way back. So we're getting ready, and I was still with Kimberly at the time, and you know, we're having the dinner, and then I got to get up to talk. And if I knew what I knew now, I wouldn't have spoke more than 12 minutes. Because after dinner, the last thing people want to hear is an hour talk. But right as we're finishing dinner, and I'm about to go up, the alarm goes off. It's a tornado warning. Now, back 12 years ago, that really didn't make that big a deal. Today, you'd be scared shit. You know, 'cause what we've all seen happen in our country, you'd be running downstairs. But everybody just slowly walked downstairs. And I'm like, this is a rib, right? I mean, I'm just about to go up there. So I'm in the bathroom in the stall, like, rehearsing, like, going over, okay, da-da-da-da-da-da. And I have no notes because my ADD and dyslexia, if I see a note, it might throw me off. Like, I'll try to read it or something. I mean, you watch Obama. That's all he does is read. He reads and takes his eyes off. He's got that amazing focus, and he's an amazing speaker as well. He's why our president, because he's the most charismatic. It sure ain't because, you know, he got a Bin Laden, whatever on that one. I'm throwing a flag right there. Where is he? We had him 10 years ago, man. Pulled our guys out of there. So whatever. The bottom line is, I don't know where the hell I was going with this. I set a goal that I was going to speak. So now when you got to go there and speak, you sure as hell can't not be prepared. That's like the most strategic goal you can set for yourself, speaking in public. If you treat every goal like that, I don't care what it is, you know, you will continue to, you know, move forward. And even if it's like a couple of pounds that month, but you sure as hell aren't going to go backwards or even stay the same. If you stay the same in a month, you cheated. It's as simple as that. You cheated. You know, you just got to own up to yourself. Like, we've had some guys lose some amazing weights on here. Like, I know our boy Mikey, he was on fire for the longest time. And then he slowly, like, falling off. You know, and, you know, I call him out now because they ain't heard from him in a long time. And, you know, I know, God, I hate to see him go back and gain back that 100-plus pounds that he lost. And next thing, he's 540. Is Mikey G, yeah. Yeah, Mikey G, I ain't heard from him in a while. You know, maybe you guys want to follow up on him, just check in on him. I'm done.
I'll give him a call and see what's going on.
Yeah, just if I can only do it so many times. If you ain't putting the work in, I ain't got the time for you. You know, and I love the guy. He's a great guy. But, you know, it's all about work ethic to me. So I know you're getting ready to finish this up, Sparky, but I want to just tell you so about the YRG Extreme and how it happened. That's how I got on this tangent. This guy comes, I meet this guy who I met years ago. His name is Freddie George. He's one of the head writers for the UFC magazine, not UFC, the Tap Out, for Tap. And I see him at a bar. I went to go see the fight last week. Did anybody see that fight? A couple weeks ago, George St. Pierre and Jake Shields?
Nah,
nobody? Okay,
no.
Jake Shields is one of the greatest grapplers on the planet and could take down anybody. But he could not take down George St. Pierre, and he hooked his leg twice. There is no way that this guy's ever hooked anybody's leg and didn't take him down. But George St. Pierre had such unbelievable core balance on one-legged position that he literally hopped around with him and worked his way to the cage. And I'm going to actually use that piece, the clip, for this new site that I'm developing, which is YRG Extreme, which will be the whole YRG family once I but I'm about to have an article come out. And this is my whole point to this purpose of this setting yourself like, okay, now you've got to do it. I took Freddie through YRG Extreme, and this is a guy who's crazy workout person. I crushed him. And then afterwards he started to teach me different things that won't be in the first phase of YRG Extreme, but will definitely be in stuff that will come to really specify for mixed martial artists, where you're really stretching that fascia, because that's what we're doing when we're in a deep twist or splitting or can opener or whatever you're doing that's deep. Wrap and burn, whatever move you're in, you're pulling on that fascia and you're twisting it and you're opening it while you're breathing, while you're creating flexibility and core strength. Now I want to find a way to explode out of that. And so that's something that Freddie and I are going to work on Saturday. But after our workout, he did an interview with me and he took pictures around my, my little war room in my office. And he wrote a really kick-ass article that's going to be coming out, and the article is DDP's YRG, Zero Imp. And I should have called it YRG Extreme, because that would, as a matter of fact, I've got to call him tomorrow and lay that on that, if he can typeset that in there. But in it, he talks about YRG Extreme, and they're going to come to DiamondDallasPage.com come June, because that's when that article is going to come out. It's 3 pages. And, you know, it's where I'm doing my foot over my head and how I get into that. It's where I get a can opener and reach back and grab my ankle with both hands. Now I'm calling that foot in the air thing head kick. I was heading in that mixed martial arts world. Marlon actually named that. I'm doing the banana split, which is the forward split, which was inspired by Arthur, because I had never done it until I saw him do it. I was like, hell, if he can do it, I can do it. It took me 3 months, and I own it now, but I got to do it. I got to do it at least 3 times a week, 4 times a week to make sure, because if I stop, it'll start to get caught back up again. The bottom line is it had a bunch of different extreme moves. Yeah.
Hey, can you get into the – remember the position that I was able to get into, the one where you sit and you cross your legs? Can you get into that one yet?
No, but I'm working on that. I'm working on that. I'm doing a whole thing for hip openers that's going to be a part of this extreme workout that is amazing. I'm going to do a thing just on hip openers. And it's really funny to watch my buddy Matt, who will be filming a lot of this with me, because he couldn't do anything. And now he's about half, you know, maybe two-thirds of the way there. But through the repetition of doing it, you know, it's breaking up and breaking up and breaking up on him. So the bottom line is that article is going to be out in 3 weeks. I'm going to be pre-selling these workouts, so I have to have them done in 6 weeks, because it'll be, you know, it'll be a month delivery before I can get it, edit it, package it. It's going to be simple shit, you know. You know, if you can load it down, you know, I'm going to figure out a way to do that. But it's just something to create awareness, because now we have this market where, you know, they don't want to hear, if you can bend over and pick up your pencil or reach up and change a light bulb, you could do the workout. They want to hear, you're going to try and crush me. Well, that's YRG. It goes from someone who's crippled or extremely overweight or, you know, just no mobility to someone who is the greatest athlete on the planet. And I got to work out for each one of you all the way through that. So that's really going to show. And I'm hoping for any of the people who are listening, you know, that you hear some of what these guys are talking about and everything, that, you know, it's going to be, you know, I've decided, Sparky, you've done such a good job. I'm going to come in once a month, maybe twice a month. This is your show now, dude. It'll still be DP Radio, but you're my number one co-host there. And Stacy, you know, whenever she can make it, she's the other spot, or Doug's going to pop in. You know, and then we get other people going, because it's about you guys motivating the people. Because I think a lot of times if I talk too much, and I can talk forever, obviously, you know, it inhibits people from talking. And, like, I was just all you guys all talking over each other. I loved it. It was awesome.
So how blown away are you right now, Sparky?
What's that?
How blown away are you right now?
I'm good, man. After last week, I am good. Like,
I don't know, Dallas, if you heard last week's show or not, but, like, we're rolling with the show, and, you know, I hear from Robert that, you know, Ray's going to call in. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And he says, we have a surprise guest, and it's Mark. And I'm like, yeah, I almost crapped myself. I actually had to change my pants after the show. But it was actually a fantastic show, and I was surprised because I told Robert, I was like, okay, if we hit something and we go something, I'll let you know. We'll close it out after a half hour, 45 minutes. But we got the full hour in. Just like tonight, we got the full hour in. So, you know, I was really happy with it. You know, I think we're doing a great job, and I think everybody here is supporting things, and we've got, you know, some people calling in. We're going to get more people calling in. It's going to be fantastic.
Just got to keep working it, man. You know, it ain't going to happen overnight. And, you know, it's about the community and getting that, you know, touch base with them. And, you know, when they ask you questions, say, come on the show. Let's talk about that, you know, because that's how it goes, you know, getting people involved. All right, boys. You want to say something?
I was going to say, you know, Spooky, when after you turned down last week's show and then you emailed me and we talked about it, and I told you that I really thought that you could do this, and I really did, but I didn't think that you would do nearly as good of a job as you're doing, man. You're just knocking it out of the park.
That is, like, way too cool. Man, I appreciate it, because this, a year ago for me, was never something I thought I would be at. I remember a year ago, Dallas actually hit me up probably a month. And when I was doing YRG, and he's like, hey, Sparky, and he started talking about, hey, I'm thinking of doing this YRG retreat thing, and I'm doing this. And I'm like, yeah, man, we'll both feed you, whatever. You know, I was like completely blown away. And, like, now I'm like, okay, bring it on. Like, in last week, yeah, I'm going to have some, you know, some intrepidation. My old me was, like, creeping back in, but, you know, with YRG and with learning things to put in my YRG toolbox and learning to live life at 90% and knowing that I own that 90% and that I can do more things than just the workouts. I can own my life everywhere, which makes me able to do this. And it's to everybody in the community. It's to Dallas. It's to you, Robert. It's to Doug. It wouldn't be possible without it.
Well, keep up the good work, kid. I'm out of here. Do your thing. Finish close out any way you want to, and I will talk to you later. Good show.
All right,
great,
man.
See ya.
Thank you.
Take care, bro. Didn't see that one coming. That's awesome, man.
Can you pinch me? Yeah. So now this loser dies with me. So everybody listening to me right now, you better listen for the next couple weeks, because I'll find your addresses, I'll find your homes, I'll find your phone numbers. I'm coming for you. So, and anybody else out there? Any other questions? Anything going on?
I think we're good. I don't see anything in the chat room. There's nobody else waiting on hold. Even the immortal Rev Kev has dropped off, although probably by his own decision.
Okay, real quickly, I know I saw one question about 15 minutes ago. Actually, that was way before Dallas got on. It was like, how did I get into YRG, and, you know, how did I decide to come here? Very quickly, one night I was looking at P90X. I decided I had enough after seeing my doctor for, you know, 2 years straight, every 3 months. And I said, P90X is too much for me. Happened on WWE. Being a wrestling fan, saw Diamond Dallas Page, saw YRG. Went to YRG, thought about it for about a week, went back to YRG, placed the order. A year later, this is where I am at. 50 pounds less, off of all the meds, built my YRG toolbox, possibly off the bypass team, working with Robert, working with Doug, making plenty of friends. This is my life. This is my lifestyle. This is what has changed my life and made me a better person. So
absolutely.
That's it. You get here, you change your life, you change your lifestyle, you get everything that you would ever need. So I think that's it, bro.
Hey, if we have a second, I will tell you how I got started on marriage. What you brought up.
Sure.
It's actually an interesting story because at the time I was working with Chris Canyon, who was a really good friend of mine, and I was setting up Chris a T-shirt shop online. And I said, hey, you know what? I wonder if Dallas wants any T-shirts. And he's like, I don't know. I can call him and ask him. I was like, okay, great. You know, thinking it's not going to go anywhere. But one thing leads to another, and I'm on the phone with Dallas. And he's like, listen, I don't want any T-shirts. But I do need a web designer because the guy who had been helping him out for so many years just got too busy. So the day I called is, you know, I was being interviewed to be his new designer. But he said, listen, if you're going to work with me, you're going to need to know what I'm doing and what I'm about. He sent me, at that time, the original DVDs and the Own Your Life CD. And checked out, I listened to the Own Your Life CD, and that was like a light bulb. And it was for me just watching the videos, which is what I had planned to do, to doing them, and doing them for the last 4.5 years. So
that's
it's
awesome.
Kind of crazy how things work out.
Oh, that it absolutely is, because I know when I looked at this a year ago, if it wouldn't have been a connection that I had with DDP without knowing him, I would have been in the P90X community. And at one point, I remember talking to Dallas on the phone once and telling him about this experience. I was up at a corporate office where I work, and I heard two guys talking about P90X and talking about how they worked through injury and they were getting all testosterone and slapping their stomachs and stuff. And I was so glad at that point that I was in a community that was about taking care of yourself, expanding beyond yourself, you know, supporting each other and making that lifestyle change that you can really support, you know, yourself, everybody else, and pay it forward. So, you know, that's what it's all about. So, that's it, man. I think that's all I got. That's all everybody's got. Doug, you got anything else?
No, sir. Got to go to work.
All right. All right, folks. It's been real. It's been fun. This is Sparky. I'm out.
Hey, Doug, thanks for making that appointment. I appreciate it.
This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page. And you're listening to DDP Radio. DDP Radio.